We're doing Rav Chala on Parshat Emor. The pasuk says, "V'lo techalelu et shem kodshi, don't desecrate my holy name. V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, I will be sanctified among Israel. Ani Hashem mekadishchem, I am Hashem who gives you holiness." The Gemara tells us, "Amar Ravida barahava." How do we know that an individual cannot say kedusha? That the words of holiness, when we say Kedusha or Kaddish, you need a minyan, you need 10 people present. So Ravi the Barahava says, it says in the Pasuk, "Minikdashti, I will be sanctified, bitoch b'nei Yisrael," from within the Jewish people. The Gemara asks, "Mei mashma, how do you know from that you need 10 people?" The Gemara answers, we have a quote from Rav Nai, the brother of Rav Chiya bar Avia. The word toch also appears when you have the 10 spies coming back to speak badly about Israel. Over there, Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, "Hibadelu mitoch ha'eda hazot," separate yourself from this evil congregation. Who was the evil congregation? The 10 spies. So Hashem says, separate yourself mitoch, from within them. So you see that the word toch is the 10 spies, and the word toch, minikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael, I will be sanctified from within Israel, is also 10 people of Israel. So Rav Chalap says, why do we learn from the 10 spies? That's where you see that the word toch means 10 people. Yes, the Torah is indicating a concept. Even those 10 spies, even those people who Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, separate yourself from them, you should know that within them there is that spark which makes them holy individuals, that the 10 of them have the Shekhinah with them, that the Talmud tells us whenever you have 10 Jews together, there's Shekhinah present. So, yes, we learn it from them, those 10 who are about to be killed. But there's still 10 people with the spark. So that's where we learn the concept that 10 Jews can have something of holiness. Yes, specifically from them. Yes, Benny.
Doesn't it talk about in the first chapter of Masechet Shabbat that, I mean, you can't pray in Aramaic alone because of all these Kabbalistic reasons of angels, but except if you're sick?
And therefore?
It's in Aramaic, so you would need to say it with 10 people.
And therefore, so what are you trying to say?
And therefore, I'm saying, why are they learning it from Bitoch and not from just the simple fact that it says in Masechet Shabbat that because it's in Aramaic, so the prayer won't be accepted if it's less than 10 people.
This is Kedusha, this is the Kadosh, that's not Aramaic, we're not talking about Kaddish.
Kaddish
is also Davar Shebikdusha, but the idea here is words of holiness like Kedusha.
Yeah, but